from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
You guys are both very intelligent and informed people.
No one has ever said that.
You went to school for a while. A lot of higher education.
Northeastern's a 5-year school, so five. Brady would love my college approach. 5 years, lots of learning in college, yes.
Tell me if you've heard of these phrases before. Have you ever heard of pair you recess? Pair you recess.
I mean, not the way you're pronouncing it. No, I'm not sure.
Have you heard of it differently?
I don't think so, but I actually don't even know what you're trying to say.
Pair you recess.
Yeah.
Have you heard of parcopresis?
Definitely not.
So periuresis is the official term for a shy bladder.
Ah.
Parcopresis is the term for a shy bowel.
And I'm sorry, what?
A shy bowel.
No. What's it called again?
Parcopresis.
Okay. Parcopresis. Can't poop in front of others.
Yeah.
Okay. Periu, this one's way harder for me to say. Periuresis is the term for you're scared to pee in front of someone. I mean, not like in front of someone, but probably like next to someone in a public bathroom. But anyways, both of these terms,
Chairless does not suffer.
No. Gazer chairless is not an issue for
the
that.
The opposite of that, I
whatsoever.
Think.
Yes.
So it's believed that anywhere between 6.5% to 32% of people suffer from at least one of these conditions, and they're grouped together under loose terms called toilet anxiety or toilet phobia. And let me tell you something.
Hang on. Give me the range again.
6.5% to 32% of people.
This is like mega voting.
One in three people are afraid to go in a public bathroom.
Yeah, or it's 1 out of 20. That's a giant range. So, this is like mega voting for Drake May to start mid-season. Like, that's a lot. That's a big area there.
Well, because people...
6 or 32%?
I guess people often don't want to talk about it. This article I found says, unfortunately, there isn't much official data about toilet anxiety or the fear of using public restrooms because it's one of the least talked about conditions. Well, let me tell you something. If you want to know anything about Jacoby Brissett, it's that he's not afraid to talk about this. He will talk publicly about whether he has periuresis or parcopresis.
Sure.
He didn't get extremely specific, but here's the interview that we had with who appears to be the starting quarterback yesterday.
I committed to this when I first started using a restroom, when I was potty trained, because I don't think I can remember the last time I was
potty
in a public restroom that I had to use it. And I mean, a public restroom is anything outside of my house or somebody that I'm really comfortable with. like at their house, and which is very rare, which is probably, one of my best friends whose house that I used to kind of like live at. But other than that, it's probably, I'll just wait to go at a hotel or when I get home.
All right, that's good. So do you know anybody like this personally?
Who won't use a public restroom or who has periuresis?
Well, I don't know if they would identify that way, but they are absolutely not about public restrooms. I mean, like, nobody enjoys, nobody's like, ooh, I get to use a public restroom.
I have a friend who's like a germaphobe. Yeah. He's like that, yeah.
I know people who claim it, but are they like, are they diagnosed or like, you know, clinically they have periuresis? I doubt it. No, they probably just say they don't
I'm
like using public restrooms.
I'm not a psychologist. I can't diagnose him, but it sounds like he's very specific. He says a hotel's okay. When I lived at my friend's house is okay. But anything other than that, I thought maybe he was saying, I don't like using the locker room bathroom because it's gross, which I would get. But it sounds like it's way broader than
They're there all day. What do you mean you don't use the locker room? That's insane.
Maybe he pees in the shower.
Do you think he gets to
it's
go
all
use,
pipes!
That, he definitely wouldn't do that.
Why not?
That's way more public restroom than anything.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all pipe. You're there. I mean, it's already getting cleaned. If you have like a germ problem, peeing in the shower is probably the best way to deal with it because, you know, all the soap washes are right out.
So
what? It does.
I have friends
who... Is that your recent porn video you watched?
Oh, God.
Maybe.
I have friends who, when they travel still with their husbands, they'll go down and use the lobby bathroom because they don't want to use the hotel bathroom if they're going number two.
You also have friends who poop in buckets. So, it's a wide range.
It's a wide range. Yeah. It's between 6.5% and 32%.
Yeah.
So I should have asked him what he thinks of my friend and where if he would be okay with that shed setup with the Home Depot bucket.
Any qualms about public restrooms?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, and I've actually made a list of the worst public restrooms. These are categories.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, and before I say that, I'd say, like, I'm not, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, so public restroom, there's different levels to this, and restroom is usually fine. I think that's kind of like the middle ground,
Depends
right?
on the restaurant, but yeah.
Like, some restaurant bathrooms, and we've had this conversation before, some of them are beautiful, and they're nicely scented, and they're, like, nicer than your bathroom at home, and some of them are nightmares.
Some of them, the pee hits the urinal, and, like, a bunch of fruit flies fly up. You know, that's a classy joint. You know, it's like,
But I can't imagine rearranging my day around. I'd rather use the bathroom at home, so I'm going to rearrange all
of
this stuff.
Let me tell you, for instance, I just took a flight back from Charlotte yesterday. I don't want to wake up the gentleman to my right who's snoring, or, you know, not actually snoring, but he's asleep. I want to wake him up, but I'm like, I got to pee. And, like, I'm sitting thinking about this for a while, and finally they come by, they get the garbage, they wake the guy up. I go, hey, while you're awake, let me sneak out here, right? But, like, I can't imagine going through my whole life being like, I'm holding this and I don't want to hold this because I don't want to go to that bathroom or I don't want to wake this person up. Like, that sounds like a nightmare.
Doesn't that have health side effects?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
That can't be good for...
No.
It's bad for your kidneys, I think.
Downstairs plumbing.
Too much. By the way, that first the first one when you get off the plane and you've been holding it during the flight, that's one of the
I heard you
ones.
Say that to Jacoby Brissett in the interview yesterday.
It really, I mean, I'm surprised. Like, that's one of those ones where you get a real appreciation just
why are
you
holding it on the plane? Are you afraid to go on a plane?
No, not necessarily, but if there's, like, a line or, you know, you got the seatbelt sign on or something like that, sometimes the timing just doesn't work out. I also sleep on the plane. Like, I'm out for, like, the entire flight, so I wake up, I gotta go, you know? And it's right there when you walk off the plane. It's perfect. Oh, and it just is great.
All right, we've hijacked this. Mega, what's your list?
No, that's fine. I'm so jealous of people who get on planes and they just, like, get knocked out. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just out. Yeah. For me, it's like a whole, it's basically like
before
by the
even start the announcements, they don't even pull out the fake seatbelt and I'm asleep.
That's like a real talent.
Yeah.
If I'm on a red eye, by the time I fall asleep, we've basically started landing and it's just a lost night. So you talk about airplanes. My fifth worst public bathroom is an airplane bathroom. It's such a stunt.
Well, they're
to
not
do.
They're not comfortable. Everybody's watching you.
Exactly. You stand up. You if you're in the window seat, you gotta go by everybody. And maybe if it's a red eye flight or something, you're walking down the aisle. You might be waking people up. If somebody's in there, you have to wait and stand in the aisle, and the flight attendants are trying to get around you. It's just nothing about it is comfortable. It's always last resort.
I hate the flush on the airplane bathroom.
Oh, I like
that. So it's like a grenade going off. You know, it's like, all right, you know, we got it. You're flushing the toilet.
I like there's a little bit of delay usually. There's a little bit of a delay where you're like, do I have to hit it again? And then it's like,
It scares me. It sounds like the engine.
We're going to get sucked into it.
Well, and, and if you do, if you have to do anything questionable, you just you can't be doing that in an airplane bathroom.
Well, you don't want to be.
You can't be.
I mean, what do you mean questionable?
Number two? Yeah, you can't be doing anything that's going to like stink up the whole airplane. You can't be doing that.
Never have. That, we had a rule on our team bus in college that you couldn't do that.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. You do that, the whole plane smells it. Now you're the guy who pooped in the bathroom. You can't be doing that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no qualms about the germs. I don't like the judgment of being the pooped in the bathroom guy. That's what I don't
Where do you stand on peeing on other passengers? Where's that? Where's
guys
that
are chairless?
Yes.
You know, I've never tried it, so I can't weigh in.
Okay. Fourth worst, beach bathrooms. When you're at a beach and you go to the public bathroom at the
Everything's
beach,
wet.
There's like weird stuff on the ground where you're like, is that sand? Is that dirt? Yep. What is that? I don't like it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you're wearing open-toed sandals because you're at the beach. So then you're like, stepping around stuff. There's always like wet
I've gone into those things
everywhere.
Barefoot. Yeah.
And you're you're like, is that puddle from the showers next door or is it from the toilet?
I'd rather just walk straight into the ocean and do my business.
Can't overthink it,
Yeah. I wouldn't
I don't like it in the ocean. I don't like doing that in the ocean.
Yeah, because you're scared something's going
to
swim
scared
up.
I'm scared something's going to swim in
that
there.
That doesn't happen in salt water.
It doesn't matter. I'm
makes
scared it's going to happen.
It only happens in fresh water.
Makes no sense. You're also forcing something out.
So don't do it at the lake.
Yeah.
Don't do it at the lake.
Yeah, you're forcing it out, but then at the very end, you know, there's like that vortex. Something goes back in. I'm not going to risk it.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll go barefoot in
third
the
worst.
I'll be sloshing around in other people's feet.
Now, these next three.
That's what you're doing in the ocean anyway.
These next three, I mean, you could, I think, really move these around depending on your own personal experiences.
Sure.
Third worst, concert porta potty.
Yeah, any porta potty.
Porta potty's not great, I agree.
But especially at a concert, something about that atmosphere, if you've ever been at like an all-day festival or something, it is a real nightmare zone.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean, horrible.
Construction site porta potty is a tough one.
I don't love a porta potty, but like I'll use that all day. I have no problem using a porta potty.
Sometimes you'll be at a function that's like the porta potties are okay.
Uh-huh.
Like it's fine. You're in and out. Concert ones. I've never been one there where it's like
long line. People are drunk and or you know high. They're all whacked out of their mind.
Things happening.
It's gross in there.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like Arkan, you saw the scene in the Great Woods. What was going on?
Well, so
what was going on at Great Woods?
At Great Woods, there used to be, there's a fence there now, but it used to just be trees, and you could go pee in there, and I went to go pee in there, and there were two people making love right next to me, and I almost peed on them.
They weren't making love.
You could have been.
It was a beautiful thing.
That wasn't making love. I can tell you that right now.
It would have been
if it was me.
Peed, yeah.
I can tell you.
And they were like, hey, come back.
second worst, and again, this is very subjective, but in my experience, dive bar bathrooms are worse than all of those other bathrooms so far.
Okay.
I have been in a dive bar bathroom or approached one on St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
Yeah, you know what?
Where the entire floor was flooded, like an inch
That's
and a half
special
of water.
Day, but yeah.
And I was like, or water and other things.
Yeah, you're
and
like,
I
what
was
is
like,
that water?
You know what? I just need to go home. This is one instance in which the public bathroom will dictate the rest of my day. I'm done. I've seen enough.
What's the worst one?
The very worst one, train station bathroom. You never want to go to the bathroom in a train station.
It doesn't matter if you're
I thought
you were
going to
say the one at the Boston Public Library.
If you're at
that one's tough.
That one?
Oh, yeah.
I've never been in there.
Don't go. Don't.
The one in Copley Square?
Yes, the Boston Public Library.
Well, there's many Boston libraries.
The main Boston Library. Yes.
I didn't think that would be like classy.
It is not.
It's definitely not.
It's a lot of people shaving there.
Yeah, correct. A lot of people using a public bathroom for a lot of things besides just going to the bathroom. Yes.
A lot of needles in there. Yeah.
That's tough. That's another layer to it. Train bathrooms, in my experience, doesn't matter if it's subway, doesn't matter if it's Amtrak, doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, it is just a nightmare zone. Never want to go near it. Never, ever again.
Subway, if you're taking a long train ride.
No, I'm not talking about on the train. I'm talking about in the station.
I'm saying, if you're taking like a long train ride, I just got off a 6-hour train. I got to use the train station.
Yeah.
If you're just hopping on the T, how often do you need to use the bathroom in the T?
How about if it's your friend's 21st birthday and you're really drunk and you got to pee?
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever
used
it.
You're not going to make it to the bar because the bar's got a line outside.
I don't know that I've ever used a T bathroom.
I have.
I don't know that I have.
Forest Hills. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was not good. It's better than the elevator. There's more pee in the elevator than there was in the bathroom.
When Kat first moved to Boston, she's like, I don't want to walk up all these stairs. I'm going to take the elevator. I'm don't do that.
Arkansas Light opens it.
It's a pee factory in there.
It's the people from Greatwood.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Fancy meeting you here again.
A train station bathroom. Specifically a train. How do you feel about airport bathrooms?
Oh, way more normal.
Airport bathroom's great. I love a nice airport bathroom. Yeah.
Depending on the airport.
Not the airplane. The airport? Great.
No, there's a big drop-off between the airport bathroom and the train station bathroom.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's a cliff.
This is one of the classier Megsplainings we've ever had, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. All different types of bathroom talk. Like, it really, we covered everything.
Where does a shed rank?
It's
with a bucket and a bag.
It still sounds to me like Jacoby Brissett. I don't quite trust that he's talking about actual public restrooms.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
Pretty specific. I also have to say, if you're visiting my Instagram, anytime I post a picture with one of my friends, please stop asking if it's the bucket friend. Because it's not, and they're getting seriously offended.
Well, but it could be.
My friends are asking me not to post pictures of them anymore.
But it could be.
Because they don't want to be Bucket Girl.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But you're telling me you've never posted a picture of the Bucket Girl?
Oh, she's in there somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So you guys met her at the wedding.
Yeah, so don't say it. She's not in there. She could be in there.
Did you pick her? I did meet her.
Didn't shake her hand. But we did meet, yes.
I don't think I made it that far to meeting her. So there we go. That's Meg's planning each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. When we come back, let's make some picks for tonight in Bet Roulette. Stay tuned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.